Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you go to my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want us to follow you home, all you got to do is subscribe to our newsletter. We'll do that. We'll send you every Sunday afternoon. We'll send you the big stuff that's coming up straight ahead. You'll have first access to the video. You'll have first access to the poll question. You'll see what's on the schedule for the show coming up in the weeks straight ahead. You'll have the new article. All the new stuff is in the newsletter, and it's free. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. So subscribe to that. And don't forget to take the poll question when you get to our site. And don't forget to check out all the other things, including the body of work that Lois Geller has deposited with us in the last 10 years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. Yeah, how about that? 10 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. Lois Geller is with us. She's the founder of and the president of Lois Geller Marketing. And she's the author of Response, the Complete Guide to Direct Marketing, also Customers for Keeps, among others. Lois, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about Pinterest, P-I-N-T-R-E-S-T, folks, like interest with a P, and that's what you do, right? You pin the things you're interested in to your boards that when you join. Can anybody join? Or do you have to be invited?
You have to be invited.
Really?
To join. And
that's the reason why I haven't joined, because nobody's invited me.
I'll invite you.
I don't have any friends. We already know I'm not on your friend board, so I mean,
I'm going to send you an invite right now, gold engraved.
All right.
But the idea, and I'd like your listeners to really think about this, is that Pinterest is the first place that we're actually seeing live crowdsourcing. And crowdsourcing is really great for getting customers to show off your product. Mm-hmm. You can have pinners taking pictures using your products. It's really better than a testimonial. So if you're selling any kind of a product, then it's perfect for it. Because when people click through on that product, they go right to your website to see it and then order it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I click right on my cursor right on the photograph on your Pinterest site, I can get right through to the website to buy it right away.
So if my local diner had the best
crowdsourcing social media, we're so excited about that.
So if my local diner had the best meatloaf I've ever had, I could, and if they had that ability on their website, I could pin their meatloaf to my board, right?
Exactly.
And that would tell everybody to go there on Wednesday and get the meatloaf.
Exactly. Or if you've written a lot of business books, which we know you have, you can have your business books that I've written and some I'd recommend,
mm-hmm. yep.
and you could have all of the Jim Blasingame recommendations for books up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny that on my business book board, again, I don't have your book up here, I just noticed.
You're breaking my heart here.
I'm going to put them all up today.
Lois, you're killing me here.
But they could just click right on your book, and then they could go right to your website and buy it, or
right.
you could take them to Amazon if you wanted to buy
right.
it. And so this is kind of an interesting new thing to try, and it's best for brand development. And all the big guys are up here, so
you can't. Nobody can pin you to Pinterest if you don't make it. If you don't make what you do available online. You've got to have an online strategy so people can go there and get it easily, don't you?
Oh yes.
They're not going to create your online strategy for you. Even if they like what you do, if you don't make it where they can capture your image or whatever and move it over there, you don't get pinned, do you?
Well, you have to have a website.
Yeah.
And then the pin should take your prospect right to your website. So
right.
if you pin something that's on your website and put it up on Pinterest, then it will take them right back there
right.
to the origin of that pin. Do you understand what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Of course, yeah.
Go
ahead.
Yeah.
But also people put up interest too, right? Like you've got a new puppy. You can put a picture of your puppy up there.
I can. I have a more serious kind of a sight because I don't want to be.
That's a good point. I mean, is your site is a business related site, but some people, a lot of folks out there don't have businesses. They're the people we want to reach. Their site is all about them, pretty much, isn't it?
But right. But if you follow them, and you can follow them from your Twitter or from your Facebook, or you can ask them to follow you, you can put all your prospects up there, and then they can see what you're posting, and it will come through on their stream. Like today, when you opened Pinterest, that you saw something coming up, mm-hmm. that would be your stream. Normally, it would be all the people who are following you. And who you are following, you would see their pins.
Right.
And so you can
make follow
that.
People
on
Pinterest.
Facebook, I have.
You follow people on Pinterest the way you follow people on Twitter. Is that kind of right?
Yes, you can. Or you can follow them like you do on Facebook as well. Uh-huh. You can download your Facebook. You can download your Twitter. I've downloaded some of my prospects from Facebook and Twitter on here, but not my friends that I would show my new dog to.
Right.
I left that for my Facebook, mm-hmm. my personal page on Facebook, mm-hmm. on my Lois Geller Marketing Group page.
If somebody wanted to get the benefit of all that you know about all this and could help them develop a strategy, all they have to do is contact you, right?
Exactly.
Tell us how to do that.
Well, you can go to LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com and just press info and email me and tell me your phone number and I'll give you a call back.
Or go anywhere on social media and you'll find her and follow her there. Hey, Lois, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.